Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. I've noticed, Tony, I'm calling you a gentleman, and I'm also calling you a gentleman, Eddie. I want you to notice that. For all our wonderful listeners out there, we put together a really great show this week for you. I have to say one thing. It was kind of easy this week, and the reason it was kind of easy is because every day going all the way back to last Monday, there has been incredibly fascinating information going on, the kind of information that somebody will make a movie about, and it will be a good one. There's no question about that. I would have to say, as I told Jimmy this morning when we were talking off mic, that I believe that the pendulum is beginning to swing back the other way in our favor. I think justice will prevail. I had some doubts about that a couple weeks ago, but I think we're going to prove to you that my doubts and Jimmy's doubts, serious doubts on his part, are going to prove to be to no avail, for lack of better terms. Jimmy comments on what's going on. Is the pendulum going the other way?
Well, I think the beginning of a swing is happening. We don't know how far it'll go. I have been very, obviously, according to the show and what we've talked about, very negative on things that are happening. But I've always been positive that eventually in America, with free speech, with an open system, that we will prevail with some semblance of moving towards integrity again. What I think is happening now is obviously there's political maneuvering on all sides. There always is. But there's a level of transparency of what's happened with the Biden administration, what's happened with Joe Biden and his family, what's happening with the influence of law enforcement, that is beginning to be pried open. And the media is now beginning to report on issues that previously they would have either covered up or hided, or have specifically covered up or hide it in the past.
Jimmy, I think what's really interesting is, I'm a firm believer in the adage that, dramatic news sells newspapers. There's no question about that. And what's coming on right now, if in fact it gets put together accurately, one of the most violent negative actions that has happened in the history of my studying politics anyway, is the fact that a sitting president may very well have taken the office and to simply enrich his entire family and circle. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it is possible that he had that in his mind. I don't know if he had it as much in his mind as, because I don't know if there's much in his mind at all anyway.
Yeah.
But certainly his brother James and his son Hunter, and I would say his wife Jill, all were looking at that golden goose of the presidency.
Right.
But I think it's even a bigger issue. The Democrats have to protect their people, and there's so much corruption going on, and through the Obama administration with the Bidens, and of course the deep state with the FBI and the DOJ covering up for Hillary Clinton. All these efforts are required by the DNC in order to protect this group of what I'll say very corrupt leaders.
You bet.
That if found out, the American people will say, what's going on at all? How could we ever trust the Democratic Party? So they must maintain power. And when they have to maintain power, they have to put absolutely powerful efforts into doing that. That means using all the resources they can, making accusations, throwing out legal attacks in order to continue to take control, and up to and even beyond cheating in elections and using law enforcement to intimidate and silence people, as well as using government efforts to censor. That's what we've seen happening. It's become very clear that the government and the Biden administration has used tremendous efforts to do that. And of course, that facade is beginning to break because, as you say, businesses, especially in the news business, they want to sell news. They have not been doing very well in the last 2 years since Trump left office. And now you've got stories like the IRS whistleblower, like the FBI, I'm sorry, the CIA coordinating this letter to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story for just prior to the election and just prior to the debate. You're seeing these efforts come to fruition, and those media outlets are actually having to report them. And of course, if they do report them, the CBSs, the NBCs, the ABCs, a lot more people see behind the curtain and realize that they've been hoodwinked for years, and the corruption is so deep they're going to have to do something about it. So there is a possibility it's moving in the right direction, and a lot of it is just trying to sell more papers and to stay involved.
Well, I think I think to an extent, Jim, you're absolutely 100% right. And that's sad. That's a sad comment on the press, which is really actually very, very important to the citizens of the United States. But it's got to be an accurate press. And I really, really hope that that's one of the things that will come out of this. You know, some of the people are going to have to eat a little bit of crow, but I think they may be willing to do it because I think Americans are basically good people. And for the sake of the country, I think a lot of the folks who have really erred up to this point are going to say, you know, we were very definitely hoodwinked. There's no question about that. I got a couple of other things I want to chat about, Jim, and that is, what effect is all of this going to have on some of the other potential candidates? But let's save that for maybe a later segment. Any other comments, Jim, from you on the pendulum?
Yeah, I think we need to explore this entire accusation by the IRS whistleblower. Now, his attorney came out and was actually on quite a number of the news stations, on Fox News, on CBS, on NBC. Looks like it was a well-coordinated effort in order to prepare the battlefield, if you will, for this whistleblower's complaint. And let's compare it back to the Eric Chiarmella, the whistleblower, at least the alleged whistleblower for the Ukraine phone call impeachment hearings. That was a contrived impeachment effort.
Yeah,
they protected, and of course, Adam Schiff as the House Intelligence Committee chairman and Eric Swalwell on that team, they protected the whistleblower significantly. It's going to be very hard for the Democrats to somehow flip the script and try to out or undermine and discredit this whistleblower when apparently, according to his lawyer, has a significant level of documentation that the IRS has stalled with coordination of the White House and the Department of Justice, the investigation on tax violations for the Hunter or for the Biden family, yeah. Hunter Biden in particular. With that situation and this whistleblower, the media has set themselves up to have to report on it because of the previous impeachment trial. That puts the White House in a very difficult position. And remember, the primary senior target that this whistleblower is talking about is actually the Attorney General Merrick Garland, using his testimony before Congress to undermine the investigation and actually mislead Congress, which is a felony and could be very difficult for a Garland to overcome, especially with all the other issues, attacking churches, not protecting the Supreme Court justices, yep. And of course, the failure to prosecute people that were doing violent acts around the United States while simultaneously hitting others. So it's an interesting dilemma.
It's very interesting. Got to take a break here. Time for a commercial, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy, now be right back.